Students join Buffalo School Superintendent Kreiner Cash to cut the ribbon, launching the district's seventh innovative high school. The school reopened in September with a new cohort of nearly 100 freshmen. Riverside Academy, located on Ontario Street, is within walking distance of Lake Erie. It makes an ideal spot for students to learn about the blue economy. Principal David Hill says students will be educated on a variety of topics, including aquaculture.
That we can turn our local waterways and the resources there into travel and tourism occupations, ecology and conservation, health and wellness, and basically a myriad of opportunities with the sciences.
Student Alizette Santiago says being part of the inaugural class is a great opportunity. She says she's learning so much about the Great Lakes and would like to someday be a marine biologist.
Now we get more in biology and with stuff that's in the water and how we can help make it better.
The school is partnering with Buffalo State, Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper, and Buffalo Maritime Center. Chris Murowski is with Waterkeeper. He noted how exciting it is to experience a whole school dedicated to the restoration and preservation of the waterways.
Realistically, do you see these students becoming gainfully employed?
Yeah, I definitely see the growth in this sector. There's a lot of work to restore our waterways and to protect our waterways. There's green infrastructure solutions, there's shoreline restorations that need to be done, there's a lot of creeks and streams that need to be cleaned up. So definitely the jobs will be there.
Maritime is teaching students how to build wood boats.
The nice thing about our program is we're teaching them basic skills that will apply to all sorts of jobs they may want to pursue in the future.
Maritime head instructor Roger Allen tells us there are many careers students could pursue.
There's the shipping, there's big industry like that. Pilots are here, tugboats are here, fireboats are here, police boats are here, all sorts of on-the-water activities like that. There are maintenance jobs, working on the waterfront, building wharves, building docks, building buildings on the waterfront.
Student Osine Price is excited to be part of the very first class to experience the new Blue Economy program in the city district.
I didn't know that the river was so polluted, to be honest. And I didn't know that most of the economy around here depended on the river, you know.
As the city's waterfront continues to emerge in a major renaissance, the district is making sure students have the skills for potential jobs in Buffalo's blue economy. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.